الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصني قال لا تغضب فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام respected elders, brothers in Islam. This is a very short narration, short hadith from our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which a person came to him and asked him for some advice. I will begin by translating the exact words of the hadith, and then from there we will refer and talk about the main parts, the main aspects of this hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, the narrator of this hadith is Sayyidina Abu Hurairah. He says, Anna rajulan qala lin nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in this actual narration itself, we do not know the name of this man. The words of the hadith are simply Anna rajulan. Rajulan means man. But from other narrations recorded by other imams of ahadith, we understand that the name of this person was a Sahabi called Jariyah ibn Qudama. So Jariyah came to the Prophet and he asked the Prophet, Awsini, give me some wasiyat, give me some advice. Now this happened quite frequently, and certainly when people came from out of town to our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would only be in his company for a very short period of time. And so they would ask the Prophet firstly to do dua for them, and secondly they would also ask the Prophet to give some advice to them, something that they could remember. And typically these people would come and the Prophet would give them advice. And so this person, Jariyah ibn Qudama, he asked the Prophet, Oh Sini, please give me some advice, please give me some wasiyah. And the Prophet simply said to him, La taghadab, do not become angry. Do not show anger. This man, he asked the question again. He said to the Prophet, Oh Sini, please give me some advice, some wasiyat. And again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, La taghadab, do not become angry. And as if this man, Jariyah ibn Qudama radiallahu ta'ala an, was expecting a different answer. That first time he asked him and the answer was, do not become angry. Second time he asked him the question, give me some advice, and he said, do not become angry. So he asked again in the hope that perhaps the Prophet would give a different answer to him. But on the final time as well, on the third time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, La taghadab, do not become angry. So three times he asked for advice, and three times the Prophet gave the same piece of advice, that do not become angry. Now this is very similar, this hadith itself is very similar to other ahadith in which people come to the Prophet and they ask him about which action is the best, which deed is the best, what should they do. And what we find is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never gave, well very rarely gave the same answer to the same people. When people came to him and either asked for advice or asked about which is the best amal, which version of Islam is the best, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give different answers at different times. For instance, in Sahih al-Bukhari, there's one famous narration in Kitab al-Iman, where a man came to the Prophet and asked, Ayyul Islami afdal, which Islam is best? Which type of Islam is best? Which aspect of Islam is best? And the Prophet replied that, you, the Muslims around you, your hands and your tongues are safe from them. Man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Again, a narration from Imam Bukhari. A man came to him and said, "Ayyul Islam khair," which is the best type of Islam. And the Prophet said, "Tut'imu ta'am," that you give, you feed other people. Wa taqra'u salam ala man arafta wa man lam ta'raf, and that you recite salam, you greet people, you say assalamu alaikum to people that you know and people that you don't know. We have a habit of, sometimes we only, they say salam to those people we know, those people we are friends with. But here the Prophet is saying that you should do salam to the Muslims you know and you do not know. So time and time again, in another narration, for instance, a companion asked, "Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah?" Which amal, which action is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet gave an entirely different answer. He said, "As-salatu ala waqtiha," to perform salat upon its right time. So what we find is that the question is more or less the same that the people are asking. But each time the Prophet is giving a different answer. Sometimes he is saying that the best action you can do is performing salah on its time. Sometimes he is saying that the best action you can do is not to be angry. The best action you can do is be good to your parents. In another narration we hear that the Prophet said, "Al-jihadu fi sabilillah." That the best type of action is jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same question we are getting many, many different answers for. What is the reason behind this? What is the wisdom behind this? And one reason that the ulama ikram write is that, subhanallah, the ulama say that when the people were coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these questions, the Prophet already knew the different problems and the different nature of all the people that were asking him the question. He knew what their inner nature was like, and he knew what perhaps certain problems they had, what certain virtues they had, what certain shortcomings that they had. So the person that came to him who perhaps was lazy and was scared to perform jihad, and when he asked the Prophet for advice, the Prophet said, "Al-jihadu fi sabilillah." Perform jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who perhaps was not so punctual in prayer, the Prophet said to him, "As-salatu ala waqtiha." That perform salat upon its time. That's the best advice I can give you. And in this hadith, therefore, we see that the Prophet was asked that, what action, what advice do you give me? The Prophet, it seems, already knew that this person was an angry person by nature. And so when he asked this question, and he asked it three times, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the same advice. He said, "La taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab." Do not become angry. So subhanallah, what we see here is that the Prophet knew the inner state of the companions around him. And this, we say, is one of the unique features and the khususiyats of our beloved messenger, that he knew what each individual around him was like, what their requirements were, what their nature was like. Now, one might say that this is not something unique, because quite often, even if we do not live with a person, we can still understand what their nature is like. For instance, as a teacher, I know quite well. I only teach my students for 2-3 hours a day, but I know the nature of each one of them quite well, because I've been teaching them for a long period of time. I know that whether this person is a happy person or an angry person. I know whether he is hardworking or not. So perhaps you could say to yourself, well, this is nothing special if the Prophet knew that this person did not perform salah on time. This person was naturally angry. Because a parent knows that about their children. A boss knows that about the employees. A teacher knows that about the students. But what we must remember, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew the nature of the followers, knew the nature of the companions. Not only that, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows the nature of his followers after this time as well. All of his followers, and that includes you and I as well, not just those who are living around them. And for the proof of that, I will read you a hadith from Sahih Muslim, in which the Prophet, from Imam Tirmizi's Sunan, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this very clear to us. And he said that, "I know each and every action that you are performing. I know your nature, and I know what you are like." The Prophet said, "Uridat alayya ujuru ummati," that all the a'mal and all the rewards of my ummah have been presented to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the actions of all his ummatis have been presented to me. And then the Prophet went on to say, "Hatta al-quzatu yukhrijuha ar-rajulu min al-masjid." And don't think I'm talking about the big a'mal that a person is performing. The Prophet said that even when a person picks up some rubbish from the mosque and takes it out, a small act like that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware of those actions as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aga, he knows our actions. Every single ummati, every single follower of his. Going back to the hadith then, so this hadith is clearly about controlling anger, about trying to ensure that anger does not overcome us. So how should we try to control anger? What is the best method, what is the best remedy to try to inhibit and to stop our anger? There are several ahadiths on this matter, and many ulama, many sufiya ikram have commented on the best way to control our anger. In one hadith we are told that anger, ghadab, comes from the shaitan, and that shaitan himself is made from fire, and that the best way to control a fire is by water, is by extinguish it by water. So our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that because anger is from fire, then when you are angry yourself, then you should perform wuzu. You should perform ablution. And then the ulama ikram also say that when you are angry, you should drink water. So that is one way of controlling anger, advice directly from our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other ahadith on this topic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person is standing when he is angry, then he should sit down. And if he is sitting down when he is angry, when he is first initially angry, then he should lie down. And also we are told in another narration that when a person is angry, then as soon as possible he should try to remain silent. He should not speak. He should try as much as possible to remain silent and not to increase that anger by speaking. Why? Because when a man is angry, then the things that he says and the kind of expressions that he says from his mouth, later he comes to regret them. And you and I, of course, have experienced this, that sometimes when we are angry, we lose control of what we are saying. We say things that we perhaps would not say in normal circumstances. We sometimes swear, we sometimes hit people or show resentment and say things that we later regret. So as much as possible, this is perhaps the best advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you are angry, you should stay silent and try not to speak. Because when you do speak in a state of anger, then you say things which you later regret. It is for this reason that our Prophet also gave this advice. He said that a hakim, a judge, that if he is asked to judge between two people, if a person is asked to reconcile between two people, whether it's an official judge, an appointed judge, or just a person who is asked to arbitrate, to try to resolve a dispute between two people, then the Prophet explicitly, directly gave this advice. He said that a judge should never make his decision whilst he is in a state of anger. And that's obvious as well now. Why? Because when a judge is making a decision, his decision is obviously very important. It is of great weight, and the lives of others depend on his decision. So he has to make that decision with great clarity and intellect and wisdom. So the Prophet said that the judge must ensure that when he makes any decision, he should not be angry. He should not be in a mood of resentment. One last point I will mention, upon which I will conclude, is that the ulama ikram, in particular Alama Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, who writes in the commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari, he writes that if you look at what the Prophet has said on anger, then you will find that the Prophet is giving us advice on how to control anger. He does not give us advice on how to cure anger. All the advice that he gave is, when a person is already angry, what should he do? He should do ablution. He should stop speaking. If he is standing, he should sit down. If he is sitting down, then he should lie down. These are advice given by the Prophet when a person is already in that state of anger. So how to control it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and perhaps the specific, directly at least, the Prophet did not give advice of how to stop anger, how to cure anger. And the ulama ikram mentioned the reason is because anger in everyone, to some degree at least, is natural. It's going to happen. By nature of being humans, there will be times when we will be angry. And what this is doing, again, this is showing the beauty of Islam, that Islam is not trying to turn us into robots. It acknowledges that we are humans. It accepts that sometimes we will be angry, but sometimes we will be happy. It accepts that sometimes we will be in a state of great joy, but sometimes we will be sad as well. So here, the advice given by the Prophet is not unnatural, because to be angry is something that we all experience sooner or later. A person will very rarely come across somebody else who says that anger, he has never experienced it in his life. Why? Because anger, to some extent, like happiness, like sadness, like all of these feelings and expressions that we have, is natural. So in essence, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is accepting human nature and saying that yes, you will become angry. But what the Prophet here is doing for our guidance is telling us how to control that. And that is more important. It's not trying to make us unhuman and try to turn us into robots, but rather accepting that there will be times when you will show anger and resentment. These are the acts that you should do when you are in that state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to control our feelings, to control our anger at all times. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubeen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار. فسهل يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا وغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.